USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tens of millions of Americans have their eye to the sky as a powerful storm system barrels in. It's expected to spread ice and snow from the upper Midwest to the mid-Atlantic and through the Northeast. Weather Service meteorologist Jim Hayes.
Low pressure is developing across portions of the central part of the country, and what will happen is ahead of that storm that tracks across portions of the Tennessee Valley to the Ohio Valley, snow will break out across portions of the mid-Atlantic states moving into the New York City metropolitan area very late tonight and during the morning hours on Wednesday.
The already crowded field of candidates running for president has grown again. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders joined the race to be the Democrats' nominee. He said his 2020 campaign for president will be a continuation of his 2016 run. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
President Trump is denying a New York Times report that he inquired whether a supporter could run the Southern District of New York probe that's looking into his family foundation and alleged payments to women. Times reporter Mark Mazzetti.
What Trump did was he asked whether the U.S. attorney who had to recuse himself from that investigation could be put in charge, the real implication being that he needed an ally put in charge of this investigation because it was, from the president's point of view, spiraling out of control.
A Trump associate must go back to court. There was a gag order in place, but that didn't stop former political advisor Roger Stone from posting an Instagram picture featuring the judge in his pending criminal case with an image similar to a rifle crosshair behind her. So Judge Amy Berman Jackson has ordered Stone to appear Thursday to show why his bail shouldn't be revoked. Stone has apologized for the posting, which he says came from a conservative group. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Donald Trump's speech in Miami included a warning to members of the Venezuelan military to not attempt to block foreign aid. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Trump warned members of the Venezuelan military to not block the humanitarian aid that remains on the border in Colombia, Brazil, and Curacao. Nadine Hernandez of World Vision tells us about the tons of food and medicine waiting to cross into Venezuela.
Food, water, sanitation, and other essential life-saving support.
So far, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has not allowed the aid to be released for his country. I'm John Clemens.
Just after the death of the sailor photographed kissing a woman in Times Square at the end of World War II, someone vandalized a statue commemorating the iconic picture. Only 2 days after George Mendoza died in Rhode Island, Sarasota police say they're looking for whoever spray-painted the words "Me Too" on the left leg of the nurse he was shown kissing. The statue exactly recreates the moment in Times Square. Investigators say there were no witnesses or any surveillance video. The kiss itself was a spontaneous act that celebrated the end of the war. The statue has been a Sarasota landmark for a decade. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.